welcome to Girl Flower Podcast with Vic and Jess. We will be having conversations and inspirational chin wags with florists and growers to keep you company in your workspaces, in the car, over a cuppa, or wherever you like to listen. We hope to help you along on your own floral journey.
Welcome to this week's episode of Girl Flower Podcast.
Well, welcome back, Vic.
Welcome me to this week's episode. I've been actually not here. I've been away more than I've actually been here. Yet again, I missed a fabulous trip to Cumbria to see wonderful Rachel and all of her, was it eight ladies?
So there should have been eight of them, but then I made up number eight on the Thursday that I was there.
Does that make you an official Tallulah now?
Oh, do you know what? I wish it did. I found out at the end, we went out for dinner at the end. They all get to keep their aprons.
Oh, I love those aprons.
They are so nice. And so I said, oh, if I'd have known that, I would have taken the, you know, their absent class members the apron. And Rachel said, no, we're going to make sure we send that to her. I was like, well, of course.
Oh, damn it.
Totally the right thing to do. And there's Nick going, what can I have?
I'll have that. Can I take that? Bit of a souvenir. Anyway, so you were there. We were both due to go on the final day of the two-week career change course.
Yeah, sorry to interrupt, Vic. The final day.
You always do, so carry on.
Well, the final day was on the Friday and I was there on the Thursday. So I was there.
Oh, I see. My bad. Okay, so... Tell me absolutely everything. I was so upset not to be there. I'm assuming you had to leave quite early on the morning of.
Yeah, I did. We were thinking about going up the night before, but then because we didn't finish till late, it was going to be two nights away, and that just becomes a jaunt that wouldn't have been very fun on my own. So got up really early on Thursday and drove up there and got there for 10 o'clock. So have to say, quite enjoyed the journey up there. It's been a long time since I've been up when the moon was still beautiful, and it made me remember going back to like getting up early for market and buying flowers and things. And also when you realize that rush hour is just starting, you're nearly at your destination and you feel really smug for being up and about. So I was glad.
The tail end of that journey is absolutely stunning as well, isn't it? Because you really get into some beautiful scenery. What a journey.
Yeah, and for anybody thinking of that, it is a long way. Yes, it is, but it really is straight up the M6. It didn't kind of get any traffic or anything. It's quite a smooth journey. It's just, you know, you just need to make sure you've got a good podcast to listen to.
Exactly. And also there's loads of accommodation nearby as well.
Yeah, there is. I have to say I left it a bit late to book a room, so I didn't get the best pick of the accommodation, but it was absolutely fine. So I stayed in a hotel in Kendal itself. It felt, you know, being a soft southerner, it felt like a real northern grey town. And also, as I kind of crashed and burnt on the meal at the end, I'll tell you, but it was about 5:30 and I was like, I'm so tired. So crashed and burnt and was driving back through the little town into Kendal. And I was kind of like, oh, nothing's open. Like all the restaurants look really empty. And then as I parked up the car, I was like, oh, it's because it's really early. Like no one's out for dinner.
No one's actually out for dinner at 5-ish.
Yeah.
Okay, so you made it over to Tallulah Rose Flower School. Tell me absolutely everything about your day there, because I can imagine that it was pretty magical experience.
So Levens Hall is where she is. And the cafe was open this time, Vic, and Rachel treated me to lunch. When we went up there before, the cafe wasn't open. It's worth a trip just for the cafe. It's really delicious. But got there and walked into the room. And it was so nice to see it full of people and full of flowers. It's a beautiful workshop. It's just, you know, lovely open space, big window. It's got a really nice feel to it. And I think I felt really comfortable because we'd been up there before and, you know, Rachel was there, like big hug. Hi, how are you doing?
No but, appearance from Lemmy, though, so I hear this time.
No, they were the girls they were talking about. There was a dog there, a different dog there the day before. Oh, I was thinking maybe there or two dogs there before, and one of them peed on the floor, and one of them threw up on the floor.
Oh, nice.
They were just like, oh, so dogs were banned. yeah, so that was quite funny. But yeah, it was really nice. But it was nice to walk into the room, and I did kind of feel they were all like going, looking at me, because it turns out, Vic, that they'd all taken part in the course, like, and heard about the course through the podcast.
Well, we're doing something right then. We have raved about Tallulah Rose Flower School, and we've had so many Tallulahs on, haven't we?
Yeah, but you know, I'll tell you all about it. There was four girls that did sit down and talk to me, and I did record them. But when you're in a buzzy room full of people, our recording equipment isn't like the best. Well, it is bloody good, but we're not like, I'm not a sound engineer, so
we're not hard hitting reporters or anything.
No, so it was a bit like echoey. So I'll tell you all about them in a moment.
You're allowed to participate in an activity as well, weren't you?
I was, and maybe I did, you know, maybe I participated a little bit too much, and I'll tell you about that in a minute, because go on, why did you do that? What do you think I did?
Probably took an absolute shed load of flowers and made something humongous.
No, I didn't actually. I did the other thing. My other thing am I very good at, and you've told me
interrupting. You thought you didn't interrupt Rachel when she was teaching.
I wouldn't say I interrupted. I got involved just as she was talking and giving some information. But, you know, I think because I've been in the industry as well, I was kind of like, oh, this is something I should, you know, should mention. So, you know, I put my hand up and was like, oh, sorry. And it was quite nice to have a bit of a discussion and be able to kind of give away some of my knowledge as well. Not that I thought I had any knowledge, but when we get talking about things, you realize that you do know an awful lot, and all your advice is really useful to these girls who haven't been in the industry yet but really, really want to be. So we basically, it was a bridal flowers day, so I think that they'd done other hand-tied bouquets and everything, but we were doing a front-facing bouquet using like the little wire cage thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
which has totally revolutionized the way I'm going to make my bouquets forevermore.
Have you ever used one?
I tried to use one once, but that was kind of me just having a go, and the way that Rachel taught it was just brilliant. I was like, oh, of course. Yeah,
like light bulb moment.
Yeah, light bulb moment. But in the morning, we sat down and had coffee and biscuits and were talking, which I love. And then we were talking about kind of like becoming a wedding florist and how to get noticed, so how to approach venues, how to get work experience from people, how to, you know, how to do a wedding fair and what you gain from a wedding fair and what, you know, doing photo shoots and kind of basically how they start to elevate they elevate themselves to a position where they're known as wedding florists.
Yeah,
so it was really interesting for them, and well, interesting for me as well, because you go, oh yeah, I did that at the beginning, you know, like all those awful wedding fairs. There are good wedding fairs as well, but you know, there are awful ones too, and you know, Rachel's advice is just brilliant to them. You know, only do what you want to do and think of your market level and where you want to be. Like she's absolutely on it, you know, anyone who thinks done it before.
She is on it. And I mean, when we spoke to Jen from Liberty Lane, our first ever podcast conversation, she had mentioned that she'd done some wedding shows, but they had been the right ones. And it's exactly what you say, pick the right ones, look at your market, and then work from there. Because I've done some waste of time ones at the beginning.
You do because
you think you've just got to put yourself out there. But yeah, if you choose the right ones, they can really be beneficial.
Yeah, absolutely. And having, you know, and having a portfolio and everything, and you kind of think, the bit that I pointed out was like, lay your table as if it's like a top table, you know, put your glasses and your knives and forks and, you know, set it all beautifully so people can sit down and they can feel like they're in the zone. And if nothing else, you get a really good photo shoot out of it, don't you?
Always.
You,
always.
Yeah. And you did that amazing tablescape for a wedding fair once before that was like a fairy tale. You covered the whole blooming table in grass and moss and things, didn't you?
Yeah, and that cost me a fortune. And to be honest, that wasn't the right wedding show for me, but it was the biggest in the area and nobody really knew who I was. Yeah. So I spent a lot of money on a wedding show without necessarily getting the right client in, but I reaped the rewards of that in other ways. So, you know, I made a huge connection with the wedding planner who I work with all of the time. She brings me some beautiful weddings. And then, you know, obviously I've got some good client weddings out of it.
Yeah.
But also I'm not going to say, oh, it put me on the map. That's not what I mean. It's like, who is this person? Who is this person who's done this crazy thing? And then people want to know more.
Well, when you did that wedding fair there before, but in the same place, first one you did, met our friend Natasha.
Mm.
And she put me in contact with you and got
us.
So if you hadn't have done that, we would never have met.
No podcast. Oh, my God. Do you know what? I've never thought of it like that.
Yeah.
Oh, that's lovely meeting Natasha as well. She was fab.
Yeah.
She still is fab. But no, that's weird, isn't it? Weird connections.
Yeah, so it's contacts, isn't it? You never know who you're going to meet, and you might get a really small wedding out of a wedding fair, but then that might lead to another wedding, like a bigger one and a bigger one. Yeah. So it was quite interesting. And actually looking around the room while Rachel was talking, and they are all kind of spellbound because this information...
Just like we were.
Yeah, well, Rachel has that way of
she does.
Taking you in, but also it was kind of like, this is all new information to them. Mm. And you'll find I'm going to talk to you about them all in a minute, but everybody had come to the course like expecting something, like to learn one thing, and they are learning so much more. So it was almost like they were kind of like, wow. And I thought they would have been on complete overload, but they're not. Like who is it? Alice, I think, said it's all broken down into really manageable sections. So you do like have that day of learning everything and feeling a bit overwhelmed and learning stuff, but you've got your notes and then you go away and go, oh yeah, I've smashed that now, you know. So
obviously the ladies covered a whole different variety of topics. Like you say, it was like business, you know, back of house stuff, how to promote yourself, but also lots and lots of practical work, which I imagine was photographed beautifully and then would then in turn be their starting portfolio, right?
Yeah, absolutely. So I've been looking at all their Instagrams since, and Girlflower Podcast now follows them all, so you'll be able to find them. So some of them have only got kind of the six photos on because they really have just started. They're really right at the beginning. And I'm imagining when they go home and they look through their cameras and their phones, they're going to have so many more photos to put up there. So it is the beginning of a portfolio. And it's things like, so the day after I left, they were making archways. And I was thinking, when you are starting out, when do you ever get to go and buy all those flowers and make an archway just for a portfolio? So by creating this archway all together, and they did it in two colorways, which was really clever. So they've got two different arches and they've all been involved in it.
Because, so like half was one and half was the other.
No, they changed the whole. They changed.
Oh, amazing. I love that. Yeah.
So, you know, so that's how you're going to learn how to do an archway, is by doing it, isn't it? And I think it's quite important to learn how to do the big stuff as well as do the little stuff. They're just at the beginning, and I found that really exciting for them.
The most exciting bit, the thing where you realize that, oh my god, I found the thing that I want to do.
Yeah.
And then you literally, like a sponge, you just take in all the information and you live and breathe it.
Yeah,
like absolutely. Constantly. It's like, I remember at the beginning it was a complete obsession, just the most exciting thing. I was like, oh my god, I found it, I found what I really want. And even though I was chugging out some really horrible stuff, you know, at the time I was like, oh my god, I can't believe I've created this. And it's like a beautiful light bulb moment. So let's talk a little bit about the ladies who were on the course. Have you got a little bit of backgroundy stuff? I know we're going to play some little excerpts and stuff from four of them who wanted to chat to us, but yeah, just a little bit of the background on who was on the course.
Yep, absolutely. So the first lovely one is Charlotte. Now, her business name is Braidney Blooms. So Braidney is the village that she lives in. And her family business is that they sell tiles. Uh-huh. Oh my God, you sell really nice tiles.
And she was like, I love the tile.
Yeah. No, it was very obvious from her face that, like, not here to talk about tiles, Jess. Replanning my kitchen in my head. Yeah. But so working in the family business, she's always been creative, and then she went to art school for a little while after school, but then kind of got working for the family. Mm. And she said her mum and her nan have always loved flowers and gardening. And she said if you'd asked her 2 years ago, she'd have not been bothered about flowers at all. Just wasn't actually on the radar. But during lockdown, like, her and her mum started a little flower garden.
Lovely.
Just cut flowers. And they were just like selling homegrown bouquets outside the front, you know. And that's a really simple idea. And she's thought, oh, I'm really enjoying this. If I'm going to make nice bouquets, I want to go and find out more. She'd obviously listened to the podcast, which was wonderful, and found out about Rachel's course, and gone on the course with bouquets, making bouquets in mind, and growing her own and stuff like that. But she's just feeling that anything is possible now. You know, she's feeling really confident. Like she said, if someone asked her to do a wedding, she's like, well, yeah, I can do that. I didn't have the skills. Yeah. Everyone's very aware that their first weddings and their first bouquets and their first this are going to take them a little bit more time. Mm. You know, they'll get quicker as they go, but it's going to have, you know, they've learnt the Tallulah way, so that it's going to have no impact on their actual creative style. But I just love that you go in with one idea for something quite simple and you come out going, shit, I'm doing this now.
Yeah, fully inspired, fully geared up.
Can you please tell us who you are?
Charlotte.
And where have you come from?
Shropshire.
So me not knowing very much about geography at all, how far away are we from home here?
About 3 hours.
Okay.
Yeah.
So can you tell me what you were doing before you came on the course? What is your day job, your career?
I work in our family business. We sell tiles, so I do a lot of admin, social media, that kind of thing. And I've got two small children, so I've been working from home part-time.
Okay, so is that like people can buy tiles for their kitchens, yeah, bathrooms?
Yeah.
Have you got really interesting designer brands in there, or is it really like white tiles?
No, we've got quite a lot of different styles, and yeah.
So I'm obsessed by tiles. I look through magazines and re-plan my bathroom every time I...
Yeah, there's loads of different styles now that you can get.
Yeah.
People don't want just plain.
No, I know. It's all about interior design. I bet like during the pandemic people have bought loads of tiles because they're redoing their whole house.
Yeah, definitely. We've been busy.
And so what made you decide to come and join Rachel on her course?
Listening to the podcast and is where I found out about the course. I've always been creative. I went off to art school for a bit after school and then went down the sensible path of a sensible degree. And then my kids now, my youngest one's just started full-time school, so it kind of felt like the right time if I was going to make a change and do something for me.
And why now flowers then? So you've got the creativity in you. So what was it for the flowers?
Pretty standard. My mum loves flowers and gardening. My nan loves flowers. I've always been around them. And actually, I used to, if you'd have asked me 2 years ago, I'd have been not bothered about gardening.
Yeah.
But I think lockdown sort of spurred me on to get out in the garden, get involved with growing. So me and my mum decided to start a little cut flower garden.
Oh, wow.
So originally I just thought, oh, well, I'll do a bit of training. It might help if I'm going to do just gift bouquets, really. And then the more I started looking into it, the more I realised how interested I was. So, yeah.
And so have you come up with a business name?
Yes, Braidney Bloom. So the little hamlet we live in is called Braidney.
Yeah.
So I think so that's our name on Instagram. And just going to start trying to see if next year we can grow a little bit more and start selling a bit more.
So is the plan to kind of grow and sell what you're growing and do both?
Yeah, I think to grow enough to be able to do my own work with as much of my own grown stuff. Eventually maybe to sell to florists and do a few bloom buckets and things, but yeah, hopefully next year we'll grow enough to do some work with. And
has this course kind of opened up your eyes to the weddings and the funerals and stuff
like that? Definitely. I think I came into it thinking I just wanted to be able to make a really nice bouquet, and now I'm like, ooh, can do weddings, can do some events. So yeah, definitely it's made it seem a lot more possible. Whereas before I thought, oh, I'll never be a wedding florist. Yeah. I might just do a few gifts for friends. Whereas now I'm like, oh, a wedding.
Yeah, absolutely. It does, doesn't it? You know, if you get the bug straight away, you know, don't you?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Feels like you're where you should be.
Yeah, it's like, well, this is a fun thing to be doing every day.
Yeah, absolutely. God, if we could be here every day playing.
Oh, it'd be absolutely perfect, wouldn't it? Yeah.
And the next lady I spoke to was Robin. So her business is Robin and Bloom, B-L-U-M-E. She lives in Colchester, so she's staying up here as well. Mm-hmm. So she's like an army wife. So her husband's posted, well, they are posted here for a while. And then I think it's next year, they're off to Belgium for a couple of years.
Oh.
Yeah, so she's in a really weird situation that she's come on the course because she's kind of felt that that's what she wants to do. And thinking like, oh yeah, well, when I'm in Belgium, she can't legally be employed.
Okay.
But she was thinking, oh, I'll go and I can hone my skills. I can practice, I can learn, I can do a bit of gardening and all of that kind of stuff. But she's doing this course and she's now bloody raring to go.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Yeah. She knew she was like in it for the career because she's done an old school floristry course.
Sure. Yeah.
And just found it lacked in flower choice and creativity, so she felt like she needed to now, you know, you learn the basics and you need to kind of go ahead, but yeah, she's now kind of like, well, I just want to get going, and everything's on pause.
Yeah. but 2 years in Belgium, yeah, you know, and there's time there to hone some skills down and make a website and do a bit of all of the back end stuff while still practicing until she has a point where she's stable and going to stay somewhere perhaps.
Yeah, absolutely. But also I think she was going to look into whether or not she can volunteer.
Volunteering, yeah.
Finding florists out there, or even, you know, it must be amazing tulip fields. And,
oh my God, I imagine so, yeah. Yeah, and stunning flower shops, stunning.
Absolutely. Yeah. So volunteering and, you know, so she's enviable position that she's got time to get herself sorted, but also frustrating that she can't just jump in. So please, can you start by telling us who you are?
My name is Robin Watson and my company name is Robin and Bloom.
Robin and Bloom. And where have you come from?
I currently live in Colchester in Essex. That's where my husband's posted at the moment, so we move around a lot.
So is he in the armed forces?
Yes, yeah. Okay. So we're currently in Colchester until Easter next year, and then we move to Belgium.
Oh my goodness! How is this going to? Oh, I've got loads of questions now. How is this going to affect your newfound love of floristry?
I don't know yet, but at least I know that there's a lot of flower farms out in Belgium, and it's very, very close to Holland. So,
oh my God,
from that point of view, it would be really fun. But I don't think I'm officially allowed to, you know, work out there necessarily.
So now here we go, let's drop another podcast in there. There's the Let's Grow Girls podcast. Mm. And they obviously grow flowers and speak to other growers, and one of the girls from there, she is a military wife. Okay. And she is growing on a lot of things in pots to move around, so maybe you should go and listen to them as well.
Yeah,
because I think she can't officially sell flowers, but she's doing some wonderful things.
Yeah, so my plan is to practice all of my skills, build up my social media following and my portfolio, and then hopefully the next place will be back in the UK where I can sort of hit the ground running a little bit more and get my teeth stuck into something.
Oh gosh, so you've got the ideal situation, which is loads of time to kind of hone your skills and actually be somewhere where you can get loads of amazing flowers.
Yeah, hopefully it'll all work out for the best, and not, you know, I think it's a little bit phasing having all of the tools to sort of get going from this course and then sort of putting a pause in it a little bit.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm very fortunate enough that I can just spend the next few years just building up my confidence and my techniques and hopefully to create a nice portfolio.
Why did you choose Rachel's course? Is it because it's like covers absolutely everything and it's a bit of a, I always think it's like that lovely fast track because it's so condensed and you get so much information?
Yeah, I think I've heard a lot about it and a lot of people, I listen to the podcast and that's how I found out about it. I had done another course before and it was quite traditional and quite old school, which was great, but there wasn't any creativity to it. It was sort of handed, you know, 5 chrysanthemums and 2 roses. Yeah. So everyone made the same thing rather than obviously everyone making their own spin on something. And obviously it has amazing reviews and it's 2 weeks break from my 2 little ones.
So. Yeah, absolutely. Are you staying up here or are you driving home?
So staying
up. Oh, wow. So you've got that lovely break for them as well.
So that's really nice.
Yeah. So you've had a bit of floristry experience before. So do you feel really daunted coming into this course or were you just excited?
I was really excited and I think Monday morning last week I got really nervous, I think like everyone. I say I haven't really had much experience, I've done a course, but you learn so much from different people, I guess, that you always constantly can pick up new things and techniques and points of view on something. Like people have different outlooks on how to create certain things, which obviously this course is a little bit more wild and free and lets me be more creative.
Yeah. And what's been your favourite thing that you've learnt so far? Is there an arrangement that you've loved most?
I really enjoyed creating the meadow boxes, actually. It was like quite nostalgic, I think, to like walking in the countryside and feeling, you know, in nature, I guess. And you know, there wasn't any formula to it. It was just sort of how you feel and the way the flowers move, I think. Yeah. That's what I've enjoyed.
Oh, so that's a complete change to the formal course that you did before.
Absolutely.
Oh. And so have you set up an Instagram account?
Yeah, I have an Instagram account, which is Robin and Bloom. Robin spelt like bird and Bloom spelt like...
Bloom?
No, it's Bloom spelt like in Germany, because that's where I grew
B-L-U-M-E.
up.
B-L-U-M-E.
Yeah.
Wow, okay.
And my website is also linked to my Instagram.
Perfect. So you've got all the website and the Instagram ready to fill up with gorgeous photos.
It's ready to be filled up. It's looking a little bit bare at the moment, but we'll get there.
Well, good luck.
Thank you.
And now a short message from our sponsors.
Hi there, it's Joseph Massey here, interrupting an episode of my second favourite podcast, after my own, of course, to tell you some super exciting news. This week, I am so excited to be launching my Floral Installations online course. I need to tell you all about it. This course is the course for you if you struggle with the fear of creating larger statement installations that can really put you and your business on the map. In the course, we're featuring hanging installations, archways, flower walls, urns, deconstructed archways, freestanding designs, and more. And we also cover a lot of the background information that you don't often get to see, such as different rigging techniques, frameworks, and best practices when creating larger floral installations. Now, this course is so close to my heart because what I'm sharing within it has transformed my business, and I hope it will transform yours too. We have it available until the 29th of November at 50% off. That's right, 50% off. So if this sounds like the course for you, do check out learnjosephmassey.com for more information. I'll let you get back to your episode now. Have a good one.
But I'm wondering how they're all feeling now after having a week to just take a deep breath, that they're just...
I bet they literally haven't stopped. I bet they're like, keep on going, right, that's it, I'm going to get this, going to get that. And they're boring, you know, if they have got partners, they're boring them all to death, or if they might be boring their parents to death with the flower talk, because the only people who really understand how exciting it is are people who are in it.
Yeah. And they'll be like, Rachel said. Yeah, absolutely. I love it. So then I spoke to Alice, whose business is Broidery Florals. So Alice has got, like, she's already planted a small cutting garden. And I think...
Is that another lockdown project?
No. So Alice was, well, I suppose, yes. Here you go. This is Alice's story. She is a pharmacist and it's kind of been managing 500 pharmacies. Like, that's how many, you know, that's how busy she was, traveling everywhere. She's got kids. There's a pandemic on. Anything to do with the medical profession is quite, you know, intense. So basically, she just felt burnout, just like, can't do this anymore, just can't do this. So handed in her notice, and on the day she handed in her notice, she booked on to Tallulah Rose course. But she'd already been doing a bit of research before that. I think she, you know, she'd listened to the podcast, and that's, you know, how she found out about Rachel, which is brilliant. I know. So she'd been doing some customer research, and that's how she, and came across our podcast and Tallulah Rose. Very interested in sustainability, seasonality. She'd done the online course with Fieldgate Flowers about growing. So she was thinking about selling flowers locally. She loved creating with the flowers. So she, you know, she'd been growing them, putting them into bouquets, selling them, but just loved creating, and became quite curious about it. So booked on to the course. So Alice's quote is, "Something magic happens when you walk through this door." And I was like, oh, I couldn't.
Oh my God, it so does.
And she had a proper sparkle in her eyes. She was raring to go. And out of everybody, she's in a position that she can. She's got flowers growing. She's got an allotment that she's taken on as well. That is ready to be completely planted up. So, and she's got a studio at home, which helps, doesn't it? Because everybody's problem are, if you haven't got anywhere to work, it's so, so difficult. So as from next year, when her flowers start growing, she is ready to offer bouquets and weddings and everything.
So tell everyone your name.
So my name's Alice. Thank
you. And what's your business name going to be?
It's Broidery Florals.
Okay. And where are you from?
I'm based in Nottingham.
Okay. And is that, so you're going to be working from home?
Yeah, we've got I've got a little studio space that I'm gonna create at home, hopefully.
And what's been your career before being here at Tallulah Rose?
So I'm a qualified pharmacist, and I used to run about 500 pharmacies, but I gave up my job in September
because of pandemic's been nuts, I'm gathering.
I burned out is the truth of it. So I've done quite a while now in quite big jobs and lots of travel, and it just got to the point where the compromise wasn't worth it. I wasn't enjoying it enough to be away from the kids and my husband and stuff. So
had you kind of known before giving up your job that working with flowers was something you wanted to do, or is this something that's kind of really hit you out of the blue?
So during the pandemic, I went on a flower farming course with Fieldgate Flowers. So it was an online course. So like, Roz and the team have been amazing, and I suppose I was sort of flirting with the idea of just doing flower farming and locally, you know, selling the flowers locally. But when I was cutting the flowers and just sort of playing with them and working out what works and what doesn't, what works in the vase and stuff, I just got quite, it was quite therapeutic, and I just really enjoyed the creativity of it. And I suppose I didn't really realise, I've not done much creative stuff. It's always been corporate stuff for such a long time. So it was quite therapeutic. So I became curious to it then, really. And then I was doing a bit of customer research, trying to get closer to florists and what they wanted, and came across your podcast. And so that was part of my customer research. And there was a theme throughout about Tallulah, so this was the obvious place to come. And I'm really interested in sustainability, so
it has been amazing. Like, so many people that we've spoken to have come through Tallulah Rose Flower School. It's been brilliant. And when me and Vic came up here before, it's very obvious why, because this place is wonderful. And Rachel's magical. Such a great teacher.
It's magic. Something happens when you walk through that door. Yeah, definitely.
So pre doing this course, you kind of obviously felt like you are loving the flowers, enjoying a bit of creativity. Did you have an idea, and you come up with your business name and everything, so did you have an idea before coming here that flower, that being a florist is something that you wanted to do?
The day I resigned at work, I booked this course, and it was almost like a therapeutic trip. When do you ever get to be 2 weeks away on your own with no children? So for me, it was just a bit of therapy, really, just to sort of decompress from what was quite a stressful year. Being in healthcare during the pandemic was quite tough. And so I suppose it was there in the back of my mind, because I don't think you would invest in coming here unless it was in the back of your mind. But it's the breadth of what your business could be that expands while you're here. So I was probably just thinking, I'll learn how to do a hand tie, and I'll learn, you know, I feel like I've got to do a bit of training in order to be able to launch a business. So this is a great place to come. It's an amazing place, you know, to stay and that sort of thing. But actually, you do believe that you could do the funerals, you could do the weddings, that sort of thing. So and you hear that others have been able to do it after they've been here too. So you start to believe that you come here.
Wow. And so... How so? Do you now feel like you kind of know what direction you're going to go to, or are you swimming? Because I've only been here for one day, and like, you know, listening to Rachel talk and listening to all of you lot, and already I'm like, oh my god, that's a new way that I've never known before, and like I've got loads of new ideas and things. Do you think you're going to go home and just kind of have this, like, have you had this epiphany moment, or are you going home now thinking, oh shit, I thought I wanted to do just bouquets and now I want to do everything?
The do everything bit is probably there, but the old shit bit probably isn't, because the way that this course is structured, it's a balance between the practical skills and the practical business stuff. Mm-hmm. So instead of it feeling like you're massively overwhelmed, it gets broken down into bite-sized pieces, and you know, you get given quite a lot of content and stuff that you can then reflect and think about it afterwards. So the bones are there, it's just up to you which bits you want to pick and choose, I think. So it's
I just love that we see all these people that have been through Tallulah Rose, and there's all of you lot doing this right at the beginning, and before we know it, you're going to have, you know, 30,000 followers on Instagram.
Oh, here's hoping.
So the last person I spoke to was Misha. Now, you would have loved Misha. You'd have loved them all, but I you'll love this story. So her business is Flora and Luna Floristry. So she lives in Barrow, and the industry around her is like all in welding. So she it's a company that they, you know, they come in for your career course, you know, at school, and they say, why don't you come and work for us here? You know, dad works for them, granddad works for them, everybody, that's the industry of the area. So she
went, at least she'll be able to get some frames made up when she needs some like archways.
So she's working for welding, and her job currently is quality control for submarines.
No way. That's epic, mate. Oh my god, do you want what actually goes into submarines and stuff and just checks everything out?
Well, I think it must be to do with the welding on the outside.
Oh my god, that is cool.
All right, these guys are going to make it so much so soon that we'll have them all back on for the podcast, and
exactly, we hear full stories
then. But
oh my god, I've had this brilliant idea while we're on here. And I'll cut it out if you don't think it's a good idea. Maybe we should do a check-in with the ladies in like 12 months time.
Oh my god, that would be so good. And maybe the girls that didn't feel like confident enough to talk to me.
Short, you know, little snippets to see how everything's going. How cool would that be?
I would love to. I'm going to write that in my notebook and make that happen. Yeah, a year from now. I hope Misha is not working in her job, because she said she's been working there for 10 years and has hated it for 10 years.
Oh man.
I know. So when she was 14 years old, she tried to get like the Saturday job in the local florist, but didn't get it, you know. So
so many people who just went and tried to get into flower shops and no one would accept them. Hear that so often.
I think though, when it comes to Saturday jobs, you know, it's probably you just want someone to wash the buckets and mop the floors and stuff like that, and so if the job's gone already, I don't know why. It's also like, if you're a little flower shop, you might not have the funds to even pay for a Saturday person.
So
during lockdown, Misha started making like wreaths, artificial wreaths. She just said, you know, she wasn't able to go out anymore. made wreaths in the evening. But it's like the waste. She said, you know, there's a lot of waste that comes even with artificial flowers. Something that she believes very much in is sustainable materials. And so wanted to kind of go and learn how to learn about seasonal flowers, learn how to make her wreaths real, and learn just a bit more about flowers. That's what she went for. But and also a fair point she made.
I like it
that like there's the use of British flowers is becoming more and more popular down here, definitely, which is up in Barrow. It's not really on the radar in her local town. People just don't think about it. So she'd really like to be doing something different.
She will be if she brings it up to Barrow.
Yeah. So I think that's really lovely. And in her words, you know, to get her out of her hairy-assed male workplace.
I love it. I love it.
Yeah, but again, it's like she's put a time limit on it as well. Just said, right, if she can give it till March, because in her mind, March is like when she can start to be able to source British grown flowers.
Yeah.
And it just gives her that bit of time to put a business in place, build up some skills and confidence, and just go. So I hope by March time she's handing in her notice.
Oh my God, wouldn't that be amazing?
Yeah, I know. And then
even if she's not handing her notice in by March, and if she's maybe like still, you know, working, but, you know, ploughing at it, because it does take a little bit of time to get a business off the ground.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, enough to, not to get a business off the ground. You can get a business off the ground quite quickly, but it's being able to make enough money to live.
Yeah, it is. Or pay your half of the bills if you're in it. Couple, or you know, maybe saying to your husband or boyfriend or partner or whatever, just saying, right, I want to do this. I've worked out we're going to have to like eat beans on toast for 6 months, yeah, and then it's going to get better, you know. But you've got to have that support, because money can be a horrible, just a horrible arguing point, can't it? But Misha's got the most beautiful like camper van.
Oh God, I'm jealous.
I know. I think she needs to do like
Misha on the road.
Start by kind of doing markets with British flowers from her camper van. A camper van, you stand out perfectly.
So cool. Just open up those doors, get a load of like cool bouquets, spread them all inside, spread them all outside. How cool is that? Like the best pop-up market stall ever.
Yeah, even if you do it for a few months, like once a month,
you know, out there,
farmers market, for like to get yourself known.
Yeah, and look how beneficial you found the farmers markets to be.
I love the farmers market.
Yeah.
So, please may you introduce yourself.
So, I'm Misha Knight, and my company is Warren Luna.
And you have an amazing, completely different job before playing with flowers. Can you briefly tell us about that?
So, I started off my apprenticeship as a welder when I was 17, and then once I completed my apprenticeship, I went on to quality control on submarines.
I just think it's so crazy. I know that, you know, that we've got a pharmacist and everything in here, but I just think that that is a stereotypical male industry,
yeah,
to be part of.
Absolutely, like, because I'm from Barrow, our main employer is BAE Systems, so usually once you leave school, that's what is the done thing to do. So, yeah, I just did what everyone else did, basically, and hated it.
For how many years?
10.
10 years, okay, so hated it for 10 years. And in those 10 years, was flowers something that was always on your mind?
When I was younger, like when I was 14, 15, my mum knew someone who owned a local flower shop, and she said that like she was going to try and get me a Saturday job in there, but it didn't come through.
Okay.
So I feel like it's always been in the back of my mind. Like I've always been like completely blown away by like the beauty of flowers and how much they can change, like just a landscape, a room, like literally anything. And then when lockdown started, I started making floral wreaths with artificial flowers, but with crystals hanging off them. But I hated the amount of waste that I was going through, so that's what spurred me on to looking at the floristry courses in a sustainable way, and then that's what led me on to Lula Rose.
So your job kind of finished when pandemic hit, in
no,
a way?
No, I was working through it. I'm still working there now.
Wow, yeah. Okay.
So this is like a complete like career 360.
Yeah.
I just need to work out how I'm going to do
yeah.
it.
Yeah, so that was kind of like, you can't go out in the evenings, so let's make reeds.
Yeah, absolutely. I can't do anything apart from go to work, so I'm going to make reeds. That's my like little escape.
I love it. So doing something a little bit creative obviously kind of made you think, I can't go back to the job forever, like something needs to happen.
Absolutely. Like I've always been a creative person anyway, but obviously working in that sort of environment, it's not really allowed to be shown. Well, or it can't be shown, should I say.
There's no need for it, is there?
Yeah, like I suppose I could be a bit more creative when I was welding, but when I've gone to like the office based side, I'm just sat at a desk all day, most days. And it just completely mentally drains me.
Yeah.
So I need like a creative escape just to stop my mind from being like so overwhelmed and so busy all the time.
So coming here, were you kind of thinking, oh, this is going to teach me a bit about British flowers and about how to make wreaths properly and all that kind of stuff?
Yeah, definitely. Like I really like the whole keeping it British, keeping it local, keeping it sustainable. And I think that there really is like a unique beauty in British flowers that I don't feel is showcased enough, especially in our local area.
Yeah.
So I felt like that's the way forward to go with this.
And so are you now filled with loads of ideas about how to kind of go forward?
Yeah, my brain is absolutely bustling. I just need to work out the logistics
of it. Yeah, so it might take a little while, but kind of doing things and then going part-time and then one day just handing your notice
in. Yeah, I just got AWOL.
is that the dream now?
Yeah, absolutely. So I think because obviously the British flower season doesn't start until February, March sort of time, so I know that I've got then to get all my ducks in a row and plan my escape.
So you could be saying, when we see people say, what do you want for Christmas? Just cash, please. Yeah. Just some cold, hard
cash. And some shears.
Yeah. And so have you set up your website and Instagram or anything yet, or are you still far too early for that?
So I've got my Instagram set up. I haven't looked at a website at the moment, but I've got my logo that's like in design at the moment. I've gone to a different company to get them to do it just because I think they'll make it look a lot more professional than what I could probably do.
Yeah.
And it takes a little bit of stress off me if someone else is doing it.
Yeah, absolutely. And making it look really spot on from the start is really good, isn't it?
Absolutely.
So we go onto Instagram and we search for
Flora and Luna Floristry.
Flora and Luna Floristry. Gosh, there's so many new people to follow now and watch how you all grow. I hope it kind of happens quickly for you rather than taking its time, because once you make the decision, you don't want to be there. Every day is like,
I know. I'm hoping and praying that it's just going to go blossom nicely for me without too much stress and strain. Yeah. But I'm expecting bumps in the road like every new business does, but I just need to get my final plan in place and then spread my wings.
Yeah, well, it looks like you're going to be putting on a wedding dress and having a bouquet photographed in a minute. So that's a good place to start.
Absolutely.
But what I'd love to hear about is what flowers are in the studio when you went. What did you see?
So seasonal, of course, but in my little conversation with Rachel, she was saying about, she feels really bad not being able to use 100% British for her courses. And I was like, oh my God, no, don't, because you're teaching people the right way. So she had brought all seasonal flowers and everything into the studio, but obviously they couldn't all for the time of year be.
Of course not. No, that's fine. But what lovely, delicious things were in?
So there were a brilliant array of chrysanthemums.
But do you know what? They're so trendy now, aren't they?
Yeah, but she's got all the spidery ones and the bloom ones. I'm going to be growing loads of these next year, Vic. So you'll be pleased.
Do you know what? I'm not going to say I'm getting an affinity for chrysanthemums, but I've actually seen some chrysanthemums recently where I'm a bit like, oh, that's nice. And I've never looked at a chrysanthemum like that ever.
Yeah. So Florette has just like signed up and sent like a guide to her favourite chrysanthemums to grow. And I started writing a list of them. And then I was like, just print the whole lot out. Like every one of those is on your list. So they'll be there. But But yeah, and she had some beautiful garden roses in. I was unwrapping some O'Hara ones. I think the spray roses were like porcelain, you know, like the
Royal Porcelain, lovely.
The croissants are all kind of burnt colours. She had some lovely latte lisianthus.
Lush. Do you know what? I used those for the first time the other day. Oh my God. They're so nice.
Beautiful pastel anemones, some lovely white ranunculus, some other like dusky pink roses as well. Lots and lots of beautiful foliage, like, you know, mimosa and myrtle and viburnum and, oh God, it was just so lovely. Yeah, they had big hydrangea there as well, if the girls wanted to use them. Clematis, and we were laughing about prices a bit because she had 10 stems of white clematis.
Oh my God. That's like £2.50 something.
£3.75
a stem plus that.
They're being,
I've seen it for about £2.70 and I'm like, oh, I need wedding where I can actually use some of that, but I don't think that.
No, I think I'm going to have to learn to grow some of that stuff because it was, I could not believe the price of it. It was, but in everybody's bridal bouquets, it looked lovely.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't go overboard with the flowers in the bouquet. I could have gone nuts, but actually I just realised that it wasn't my flowers to be using and making the heavy packed bouquet I normally would. It was just, you know, it was just nice to make something pretty. What else was in the studio? I'm just looking through my pictures because I took loads of pictures. A lovely big blue Eryngium thistle as well.
It's lovely, actually, if you can share a few snippets. So if you've got any lovely images, maybe we can put those up on today with the podcast. Thursday. Maybe share some of those out on stories so people can get a visual.
I will do, and I need to get back into writing our like weekly blog and sharing that as well. Just do I do a blog or a mail out, or do I do both? I think I do both.
I think you do a blog and then you mail out the blog to people, don't you?
Absolutely.
So obviously anyone can check out the blog on girlflowerpodcast.co.uk, or alternatively sign up for to get it just in straight into your inbox.
It's just so it kind of reminds people, and a bit of a mail out and put some other things on there. But I'll share lots of pictures. I've got some of the girls. Oh, it's so nice. They put their like white bridal dresses on and hold the bouquets.
Oh, I love that. Do you know what? That is such a touch.
Yeah, isn't it?
Such a touch. Yeah.
I got these dresses. I was like, oh, I really want that dress. Like, just because they're simple kind of white smock dresses and things.
Jess is there trying to steal the dresses and steal the pinnies. She's like, I want to be taking some sort of souvenir back.
Oh my God. If I had the pinny, there was one particular pinny and the apron, I think I would, that's it. I'd be well happy.
And you know that Rachel does that beautiful foraging bag as well.
I know. And actually, I saw a picture of her with her lovely foraging bag.
I love that. That was such a wicked picture. She's been recently been in a magazine doing a Christmas. There was a Christmas shoot.
You need to go and get that magazine, actually, because I know I'm going to love it. I'll tell you who else was on the course.
So we have
Bradney Blooms, Robin and Bloom, Rupert and Rose, Broidery Florals, Flora and Luna Floristry, Belting Blooms, and Kim.la.
Love. Very cool. Very cool. And I'll add some Insta tags. I'm assuming they've all got Insta. I'll add some Insta tags to the show notes. And then if you guys want to follow along, see their journey, then please do. Country File Magazine,
absolutely. But yeah, also, if you follow their journeys and you're a florist nearby, you know, you need a bit of help, do get in touch with them. They are, you know, remember that when you started out, how desperate you were for some freelance help. You know, they're desperate to help now. They want to get some experience and see how other people work and learn more. And you never know when, you know, it's like these connections, isn't it? You never know who you meet where and when. So don't be,
it's all about giving back and just opening stuff out to, you know, the wider community. And we've got so much better at that about being more open and being more giving and, you know, giving people more information, because it doesn't have to be a closed, this weird little closed community thing anymore. That's just not how it works. So yeah, reach out.
But I just want to say thank you for having me, and I know Vic really wanted to be here, and while we're having fun making bouquets, she's wiping her son's nose and her own nose, so I feel very bad for her.
I feel bad, but it's nice to have you. I'm glad that you made the journey again. It's nice to see you, and it's really nice that you can be here kind of to see the course in action. When you came before, obviously it was quite bleak, wasn't it, in January, and there was just the three of us and the dog.
And the dog. And the dog.
Yeah, I left the dog at home this time. I had lots of messages from people last time saying that he frightened them to death or their dog started barking, so he was left at home today. But no, it's very nice for you to be part of the course, to see it kind of in action, really.
Well, it's honestly, it's brilliant, because as I was just saying, the only course I ever did was just my City and Guilds course, and everything else I've, you know, learnt along the way. But just today, seeing how you are constructing your bridal bouquets, and it's just amazing. I've learnt something very new, and I'm going to go home and practice.
That's even better. You've come, you've made everyone happy, and you've learnt something. That's awesome.
Well, it's a great group, and your studio is lovely, Rachel. I'm very envious of lovely warm space.
It is a beautiful space to be. Yeah, very fortunate. Love Levens, love the space. Feels like home now.
It does feel like it's a very homely vibe.
Yeah, it's 2 years, of course. 2 years ago was the first one that we did here. So, yeah, this November we are 2 years old at Levens.
Wow. So, yeah. Wow. And so you run the 2 week career change courses. And you're doing one, oh gosh, you do so many courses. You're doing one with ex Tallulahs coming up, aren't you?
Yeah, so we started that this year, which is Tallulahs Take Over Tallulah. So, previous Tallulah students are coming or have come this year back to school just for a day to teach students their style. So it's been really interesting. We've had lots of messages from people requesting the Tallulah that they'd like to come back, which is really nice. So the first one next year is Jen and Jess, who are coming to teach with their new Gaia vessels.
So it's Jen from Liberty Lane and Jess Tiger by the Tail.
Exactly. So they'll be coming to talk about what they do with their businesses, but also obviously their collaboration with Gaia. So, and that's in the spring. So that's the first one. We have got Wolves Lane ladies. They're coming later in the year. It's a good thing. I wanted to be able to bring back students for others to kind of enjoy and learn from, because I think it's important. Everyone leaves school and develops their own style and is successful in what they do. So it's just nice to be able to bring them back for them to teach the style that has then made them successful. So yeah, it's good.
I do love it that, you know, we see all these and we've spoken to all these people that have come through your flower school and then here with all of these guys, and like, they're going to be part of that gang. Yeah. They're going to be doing it
too. You'll be interviewing these guys soon.
Yeah, definitely. The ones that will let me anyway.
Yeah.
Brilliant. Do you still run your business mentor class? I think last time we were here, you mentioned that.
Yeah, so I tends to be earlier in the year before we get busy with courses. Mm-hmm. I do, it's kind of like a business at MOT, mm-hmm. and it's usually for Tallulahs that have been through school and maybe been in business for a short time, a long time, and kind of come to a bit of a crossroads in terms of how they want to grow their business, how they want to develop it. So they come back to school to kind of chat things through, really. So
do you run that for non-Tallulahs as well?
Yeah. Anybody that needs some business help, really. But it's really nice when Tallulahs do come back, because they're kind of that bit further down the line and they've got some real, you know, quite big decisions to make in terms of growing the business or you know, taking that next step, and it's nice to be a part of that. So it's nice to be like the starting, but it's nice to be involved further down the line.
It's like you're a proud parent, yes, welcoming them back. Yeah.
And we have some students who come back, you know, every year. They make it, you know, they'll come back at the beginning of the year as they're starting to plan. Mm. Then next year they'll come back for a day, and it's good. It's really good.
Yeah. Yes. I think something that
it's important.
Yeah, that we've realised, especially since recording this podcast, is how many people do go back and do a course like once a year, even if it's a day course. Some of them do their floristry retreats, and I think it really shows in their work. I think absolutely. You know, I know I made the move to growing, and I was a good florist. I wasn't the greatest florist, but I do think that had I gone back every year and like kept myself refreshed and kept myself motivated and, you know, what's the word, not motivated, refreshed, I'm sure there's a better word than that, but, you know, kept yourself inspired.
Yeah,
if you keep on being inspired by other people, your work carries on being beautiful,
doesn't
it?
Yeah, and I think it is really good to do a course, because even if you think, not that you think you know everything, but you will always learn something. And I try and do a course every year. Obviously, it's been a bit tricky in the last year, but I did a photography course a couple of weeks ago. And although it wasn't floristry, it was really inspiring. So it's just keep learning. And any skill that you learn, whether it's floristry, photography, it will enhance your business. And it just makes you grow as a person, grow as a business. So it's important.
It is. I'm desperate to do a photography one at the moment. I think I've realised, standing out in my field, that I get the best morning light and evening light, and I've got all these beautiful flowers. And I stand there with my camera on my phone, just produce hideous images. Point and click.
Yeah, you definitely should invest in a camera.
I've got the camera, I just don't really know how to use it. That'll be my next course. Or back up here to do more with you, because now I don't want to go home.
Well, that's nice. You can always do that.
Oh, thank you, I will.
She always has wonderful things to say, but I'll just repeat something that she's going to say, is they've got a course coming up, which is Tallulah's Takeover Tallulah.
Yes.
So she's got Jess from Tiger by the Tail and Jen from Liberty Lane coming for a day there with their Gaia vessels to demonstrate how to use them. And they've got their new Gaia vessel out now. Have you seen it? The longer one.
Just bought 14, mate.
Have you? I'm so happy. Oh,
I know. I was. I had to set an alarm. Obviously, as you know, my other half went out last night. So I don't normally put Wilder to bed, but I put him to bed last night and I had to set an alarm, had to get him into bed and done and dusted by 7 o'clock so I could go straight on there and get 14. Yeah, 7 o'clock. And I was literally there. I turned the light down on my phone to like just keep refreshing my screen, because I was like, I'm getting them. And so I've got 14 coming.
That's going to, because I was looking at them thinking that for staircases, for fireplaces, for top tables,
for garden aisles.
Yes.
All of it. So I was like, I'll get 10. And then I was like, 10's not going to be enough, like five down the size of the aisle. So I thought, if I get 14, see how I go with that. And then obviously top up if they don't bloody sell out. But there'll always be you know, like a second, I'm assuming, second coming. So yeah.
I was going to say, should we kind of put their details on here? But by the time this goes out on Thursday, they may have sold out. But if you want to have a look at what we're talking about and you don't know, it's Gaia Vessels, G-A-I-A.
Mm-hmm.
And you can, I'm sure that you can be put on a waiting list as well for when things...
Yeah, so you get, so if you're on the, if you're like a subscriber, then you get kind of the first notification of when stuff's going live. So I got an email saying come on at 7 o'clock at this time and it'll all be live. And I literally, like I say, like set an alarm. I was so tempted by the new bowls in Dawn, because they've got this new kind of peachy, that really cool peachy vibe. Just haven't got enough peachy weddings coming up for those. But I know that those runners, because I've got the bowls in Moon anyway. I've got their compote bowls in Moon, which I love. And then obviously the runners are in Moon as well. I actually can't wait. I literally can't wait. And then, do you know what? When I got the compote bowls, what was it? I don't even know when I got those. Beginning of this year, last year, can't remember. They're just like the best thing ever. So, yeah.
Well, it's been very nice to see you and to talk to you, and I will actually see you tomorrow.
I know, for the studio tidy up.
Yeah.
It's not very exciting, really, but it'd be nice to see you. I'll bring the milk. I'll bring the milk, dear.
Perfect.
Huge thanks to Rachel at Tallulah Rose Flower Schools for inviting us both up to meet all of the wonderful career change students on their penultimate day of their course. Really gutted I couldn't have made it. Jess has been absolutely raving. It's always a pleasure. What I will do is put all of the Instagram links into the show notes so you can follow along all of these ladies' journeys. And go onto Instagram and show them some love. If you would like to find out more about courses that Rachel runs at Tallulah Rose Flower School, I will also place links into the show notes as well. So until next week, take care.